whole idea of being, you know, a forensic scientist, all that stuff, it just, it comes with that morbid territory. And I wasn't faced by anything that was morbid that they could show me.
Six, 7 months later, because I was busy wasting my time.
Oh, weren't we all?
Weren't we all?
Is it only six or seven? It was before Halloween.
Was it?
Yeah, because
you're trying to say January to June, 6 months. So
it's been 6 years. Oh, okay. Well, then it's been 9 months.
It's been a fucking long
time.
It's
been a baby.
It's been a while.
We had a little hiatus there. So today what we're going to be talking about is a little bit gnarly. It's, bear with us because it's a lot.
It's pretty intense. The whole thing, this dude's a real piece of shit.
So this is true crime.
This is absolutely true crime.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I know we say we're going to mix it up, but we don't.
We don't. Okay, that's all right.
I hate it for you.
I mean, we barely even record, so.
That's okay. I mean, yeah.
We expect.
It's my fault.
It's the first time we've all been in the same vicinity in
9 months.
Well, there was Alma's birthday party.
That's true.
Yeah, we did see each other then.
So, Mathil, if you could get us started. I'm looking at my notes.
Okay, just checking. You're wearing glasses, just remember that. I might not can see, but she probably can.
I know when them notifications pop up.
I mean,
so this story takes place in Westminster, Colorado. Have we been to Colorado yet?
No.
Not like physically.
No.
But, you know.
No, I don't think we have.
Okay. I feel like there's always a lot of crazy shit there, but
there is.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for a year. A girlfriend and I, we actually moved out to Denver, Colorado, and we were there for a year. And then I was like a home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved it out there. It's beautiful, but that bitch was nuts.
I would like to see it, but I don't. As much as like Alabama gets on my nerves, I'm not sure I'll ever feel like at home somewhere
anywhere
that's
else.
Not Birmingham.
Yeah.
That's fair. But if I were to move to another state and stay, I'd go back there.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Just
I would
bitch.
Go to New Orleans if it wasn't for all the
flooding.
Oh,
yeah. I lied. Yes. That is my happy place now.
New Orleans would be badass. What if we all got a house together?
In New Orleans?
That'd be
Here's
good.
Here's the thing. Hurricanes. See? I don't want to.
I mean,
not like be there all the time. We could just start like, you know, well, I guess you guys are kind of in a situation just, fuck it, let's go.
I'm not.
Yes and no.
Wait, I guess Kaysen, school and.
You know, Derek's family.
Oh.
It would suck to take him away from.
I mean, really, it's right under 5 hours, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, even a drive from Atlanta would be.
Yep. It wouldn't be dropping him off at Nana's on the weekends anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hang out all the time, kid.
We'll never not see each other. Which is kind of what we
Come
do now anyway.
Play with us.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
Okay, so this story starts on the morning of October 5th, 2012.
This is about Jessica Ridgeway.
Hell yeah, it is.
Okay. A 10-year-old girl.
Okay.
So it's going to suck a little bit.
So that's where it gets gnarly-ish. Or that's where it starts to get gnarly.
Yeah. And then it just sort of gets worse. But yeah, whatever.
All right.
Anyway, she loved music, dancing. Apparently she liked to make up words, which I actually kind of do that myself.
Yeah, same.
Do-si-um. Indeed.
I still have the napkin.
You do?
My side of the microwave, yeah.
Fucking dope.
My do-si-um. It's got some food stains on it. I don't That's really fine. Know where
That's
they
fine.
Came from.
They belong there.
A little marinara sauce. Yeah, sure. And she liked to make other people laugh. And she was super aware of the whole stranger danger and the world's not a safe place. Like, between her parents and school,
she was 10, and they said that she acted way more mature for her age. And I think then they say she had, like, a notebook that had all the notes. Like, they just learned in school about stranger danger and all that, and she had, like, a whole notebook where she'd taken notes and whatnot about that.
Yeah, she did, like, you know, like, do not play at the park alone, watch out for strangers. And, you know, her family told her if she was ever grabbed by a stranger to scream.
Yeah.
You know, and these were all things she had written down, you know, just to keep in mind.
Yeah, like, I mean, she paid attention.
She was aware.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And plus, living in Colorado, she would walk to school, or walk to meet her friends, and then they would go to school together. And I don't think they were very far from it.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a big thing everywhere else, but when I lived in Colorado, that's why I brought it up, because I'm a fucking idiot and I'm out of context at all times. when I lived in Colorado with my ex, we were taking care of her two nieces and nephew, and we lived so close to the school that they could all walk to school. Mm-hmm. And it was just okay. You didn't go with them, nothing. And these, like, the oldest one was 7.
Wow.
It just seems like such a foreign concept to me.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Anyway, but that's a thing. A lot of the kids out there do it. It's really nice. They're really nice neighborhoods and really nice schools. And it is a foreign concept to what we're used to. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild. Mm-hmm. It's wild how tame it is. But I just, when I was listening about this story and all, and I was like, man, I remember that. And we weren't worried at all, not even a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong. For the first few times, you know, you kind of follow them in the car a little bit.
Of course, yeah.
You know, or you, like, you'll call the school and, hey, they made it. Mm-hmm. Once you stop following and all that. And it was, you know what I mean? Like, and cars would be coming in, and they knew to expect there would be, like, fucking kids walking. Mm-hmm. And it was never just one kid. It was always groups.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, a mom from the neighborhood.
It's like movie stuff.
Yeah, it was Beaver Cleaver ass shit. It was wild. But as I was listening to this, I was like, damn, man, I remember that. Because
never, man.
I didn't mean to go off on that tangent. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
That's what we do.
I just thought that was pretty cool that it was something that we were researching, and then
you actually had some insight on it.
Right. Yeah. It was
like, hey, I know that.
Hey, whoa.
I can vouch for that.
Kind of terrifies you for me at least. Like, fuck, man, how many times did we let, like, them fucking walk to school by themselves? Like, fuck, what was I fucking thinking?
Yep.
I guess a little background on Jessica.
Yeah.
She lived with her mother, Sarah, and her grandmother, Christine. Her father was Jeremiah. He moved to Missouri after they separated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, apparently the school was only 1 mile away.
Yeah, it's really close.
So Jessica's mom, she worked at...
What is that gurgle? It's the Mountain Dew that still hasn't.
I'm just fucked up.
Receded.
Swallow it. Did you not see how I bent for that? It was the most old lady thing I've ever done in my life.
Nice. I did see it. It was fascinating.
And I was replaying it in my head and just total fucking chaos.
Let's try it like this.
Okay, sorry. I hate me as a rule. Okay.
All right.
Get together.
So here
Get
we
it
go.
Together.
Her mother. Her mom. Your mom. Her mom worked nights at a tech company. And on the morning of October 5th, 2012, she had just gotten home from work. And the time she gets home, Jessica's actually up getting ready for school.
They would do breakfast together.
Yeah.
And she'd see her off.
She would, like, help pack her lunch for the day and then, you know, send her on her way. her mom would sleep while Jessica was at school. Like, since she worked nights, she would just rest while Jessica was at school.
Makes sense. You do what you can.
Yeah. I actually did that when I worked at Stars. Like, I would nap for just a little bit, but then I'd get up, get Gwen ready, take her to school, and then I would take, like, my bigger nap.
Mm-hmm.
And then get up and go get her.
Yeah.
Little nap, big nap.
Yeah. I get it.
So, yeah, Jessica called her little friend.
He didn't answer. His dad did. And this friend that, it's a friend that she was going to meet up about, what was it, how many blocks away?
I think it's literally just like a block away.
Just up the street from her house, and they were going to meet up and walk to school together. She called, and the dad answered, and he confirmed for her that, yes, he's going to meet you. They're going to walk, y'all are going to walk together. It's fine.
Like, I think what they do is her friend lived a block away, but they would all meet at the park that was also right there.
Oh, okay.
Like, the whole group, and then they would walk from the park to the school.
Yeah, it says, like, you said 8:30 when she would be heading out of the house?
Around 8:30 that morning. And, of course, everything's covered in snow, too.
Right.
Just because it fucking always snows in Colorado.
Right, but it is October.
Yeah, true.
Fuck, it snows in May and October. I know I just said that. I mean, it snows.
I couldn't even get words.
I didn't even realize.
I started to say, bitch, what?
I hate my life.
Bucket snows in May and October.
It snows in May in Colorado.
That's going to be the name of this episode. May and October.
I hate me. As a rule.
Holy shit.
I'm so dumb.
The look of just absolute certainty in what was about to come out of your mouth. Your face.
I didn't even know I fucked up. Like, what the fuck is her problem? She's such a cunt. What's going on? Oh, Michelle didn't say a fucking word.
Ow.
Yeah, that's what you get. Hanging me out to dry like that.
Oh, my God.
Just took me by surprise. I'm speechless.
It's insane.
That's why I did not.
It snows in May in Colorado.
Could you say that slower?
Yep. It snows in May in Colorado.
Okay.
That's fucking wild.
That was coherent.
It's fucking May.
I know.
What the fuck? We're all done with that by now, sir.
Not if you're in October.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
Sorry. Tidy ho. Tally ho. I am done.
So Jessica's mom, you know, she sees her off to school, assumes, you know, she's going to meet her friend. She goes to school. She wakes up around 4 p.m.
Oh, shit.
Now, normally, Jessica would be home by now,
mm-hmm.
but she's not.
Now, her mom goes, when she goes and takes these naps, or how, when she sleeps during the day, like, she'll put her phone in another room so it's not going off and going
right,
off.
Right, so she can actually sleep.
Right.
So, yeah, when she checks her phone, turns out she had several calls from the school.
Oh, fuck.
That Jessica hadn't showed up that day. Like, hadn't been there at all.
Right. I want to say that's when...
And then her friend, his name's Jeremy, she said he never made it, or she never made it to meet him, and he had to just leave and go to school so he wouldn't be late. But
oh, my God.
They just assumed she wasn't coming, even though she called and said she was.
Yeah.
Which, not his fault. Not calling it his fault. Just kind of seems like...
Somebody could have followed up.
A little bit. But then again, I don't know. I don't have kids. Don't tell Jet I said that. I feel like if a child, a wee little one, you know, is telling me, "Hey, we're gonna meet up, and we're gonna," and then they never show up, I'm probably gonna have a couple questions before I just grab my kid up, put him in the car, and take him to school, because that's what he ended up doing, was just driving his son into school.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. So the kid went back home and his dad took him to school? Even though he knew the plan was to meet Jessica at the park?
And I don't know if Jessica was meeting him at the park or at the house. I think maybe they met up with other kids at the park. But he was so close to her house that they wouldn't meet up and go on. Does that make sense?
Okay. They met at his house. Yeah, I think and then that's went to how the park it goes. To join
she
the
walks
other kids.
To his house, they walk to the park. And then from school. The park
right.
to school.
Okay. But then when she was so late and didn't show up, he was like, I got to drive you in. Mm-hmm. But he didn't check in. Like, where'd this little girl go? Like,
right.
This. By the way, she's 10. I don't know if we've already said that
she
or not.
She did.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We started with it.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would have some questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, is everything okay? She was supposed to come.
Right. Right?
Like.
I'm sorry, but
so yeah,
not his fault. Just
anyway,
no,
so.
Just yet another situation where communication could have, you know,
communication is key in many things in life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So seeing how no one's seen Jessica, this is when her mom finally just calls the police.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can actually hear the 911 call. It's almost, I mean, ugh. Obviously it's sad, but it's just like you can tell she's just so like.
Confused.
Just out of her mind, you know, she's been asleep for all of this. Mm-hmm. She's gotten the phone calls, you know, like, can't even imagine, dude.
No, mm-hmm. I can't either. I mean, I've literally panicked. Like, I've watched Kaysen get on the bus and still, like, the anxiety would get to me. Like, just did like, he make it to school?
Right. did anything happen between here and there?
Right.
She was last seen in a black jacket, black boots, blue jeans, and a purple and black backpack. Also, her glasses were purple. It was her favorite color, and she didn't have a phone.
No, and the police did contact her father in Missouri just, you know, to make sure.
Right.
And, yeah.
He didn't pick her
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely. You know, he absolutely did not have her. But apparently it took 5 hours for them to establish an Amber Alert.
What? At 9 p.m.
5 hours?
Yes, sir. Now, you got to think about it. She didn't even make it
It's completely
to that
dark
house.
By
right.
now.
Right.
Okay.
It's been a whole ass day.
It's been 12 mm-hmm. hours at this point. Not even. More than 12 that.
12 and a half.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Or so, more.
Well,
or
it's just under 8:30 it's just under 12 9. And a half because she would have been leaving her house at 8:30. And now.
Well, 8 to 8 is 12 hours. This is 9.
Well, I was thinking 9 to 9, I guess, because 9 was when the Amber Alert was issued. So I'm just stupid.
It's like, but it said she left at 8:30. Okay,
fuck off.
Okay, so it's completely dark, but they start searching for her. They did use helicopters, thermal image cameras, mm-hmm. had some search dogs, and
a dive team.
Yeah, to search what was it, Kettner Lake?
Yeah,
didn't find anything.
Mm. So. 48 hours later, they find this guy in a neighborhood about, that was through my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting cuter and cuter as the day goes. In a neighborhood about 6 miles away in the opposite direction, they find her backpack.
Oh, God.
In another neighborhood. Some guy found it outside on the sidewalk, and he, like, opened it, and it had her name in it, and he was like, what the hell? And I think, didn't he, like, post it online, or did he?
I'm not entirely sure about.
I just remember he said something to somebody and they were like, that's the name of the little girl that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, so he called the police, right?
Inside the backpack. Also, I don't know if she mentioned that this backpack was left like in a subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not just like thrown off the side of the road and a, you know.
Yeah, or not just like a right. neighborhood where it the had houses like, are miles apart, I'm sure.
Right, right. It had, like, her clothes in it, and I think her glasses, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It had her prescription eyeglasses, her shoes, urine-soaked clothes. Yeah, so pretty obvious that
so
something
at this
was
point, we are
up.
Tripping balls.
Of course, yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, like Michelle said, at this point, it's obvious. She's
yeah,
been abducted.
Like, yeah, definitely. Something's no good.
Yeah, fucky. Real fucky.
But her mom, her parents get together and they show all kinds of pictures. They even play videos of her just so people know, like, how she sounds when she
right.
talks. Like, notice the gap in her teeth. just the way she moves and stuff in case, you know, anybody saw her somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Her parents were initially suspects.
They usually are.
Cause that, and that, in that moment, they were going through a bit of a custody battle. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know that it was an ugly one, but they were going through a custody battle. So they're thinking, did the mom do this to make the dad look bad? Did mm-hmm. the dad do this and just sweep her away so he could have her? But they were ruled out really clear. Really quickly. Why do I even say words?
What is my mouth doing to
Why
me?
Do I Who am fucking I? Fucking bother.
My God.
I'll just never talk again. I'll just quit this podcast.
I was beginning to wonder.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here we are on October 10th.
The 10th?
Yes. Oh, my God. We've already jumped from, was that the 5th to the 10th?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's 5 days.
Well, 48 hours later is when they found the backpack.
Yes.
So that would be the 7th. And now we're at the 10th.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 7 miles west from her home in an area surrounded by deserted mines.
God. Kind of like a park, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's like a clearing
that's
in this.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. This is going to be heavy.
Oh, yeah. I was just making sure.
I remember when I was...
Warning!
I cried.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
In this open area...
And let me catch up to you and I'll fucking...
Almost said Kaysen's bullying her because his girlfriend broke up with him.
What?
I don't know. She did call him Gayson. So
Oh my God. That was creative, Alma. That was good. Who's the bully?
Look it.
Oh shit.
Like at first I was like, maybe it's just a misspelling, and then I was like, that sounds like something I'd do. Gayson
is, oh shit, she keeps sending stuff. Gayson is bullying me because his girlfriend broke up with him. Did you mean to call him Gayson? Yes. Then she said, I can hear you laughing. And now she's sending, like, South Park memes.
Yeah, she does that.
We all have to call him Gayson when we come out of here.
My guy, if we ever call him anything else.
I saw Gayson kissing his boyfriend at the back of an alley.
Did she just say that for real? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We're trying to record. You can't keep doing this.
All right. Woo! So we probably needed that.
So anyway, what was the last words I said?
There was a clearing.
Deserted mines. Open area.
Okay. Yeah. So in this open area, Jason kisses boyfriend.
And Alma bullies him about it.
Because his girlfriend broke up with him.
Alma jumps out of the trees and says, ah, Gayson!
Boyfriend kisser!
I knew you were gay. Boyfriend. Gayson.
Michael, am I gay? Phew!
Rest in peace, Gay Mac.
Okay, but
all right. So anyway, dun dun dun. Torso of a small female child was found.
A torso?
Yes. Yeah.
And it was found by like workers found it. Like I want to say sanitation workers. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like they were cleaning up the area and whatnot, and they or something like that.
They were out there for a fucking reason.
Right.
We know that.
They were working, and they found the torso of a small female.
Mm.
Obviously, it's just a torso, so the arms, legs, and head were definitely missing.
God damn.
And so were most of the organs.
Oh, from my the torso. God.
The torso appeared to have been washed several times. It took 2 days to identify the torso by DNA. So when the body was looked over and all, they found a small metal cross with 3 etches on the back of it inside of her. So they're thinking, like, is this some kind of Satanic. Like, what is this? Yeah, or is this that? And is it like this is the third one? Because it, like, right. I said, three etches in the back, or you know what I mean? Like, they were like, okay, so this has to have some kind of meaning. And
what's the significance?
It does have a significance, but I guess in the reverse of why it was there. So we'll get there.
Police searched hundreds of homes in the area, thousands of cars. They collected DNA from local men. And the law said.
Johnny Law's a-coming. The fuzz said, be looking out.
Look out for, like, change in behavior. Maybe someone you know is acting a little different.
Right. Maybe somebody looks like they did something wrong.
Mm? A little shifty. Mm?
A little fuzzy.
Boop. Hey. Somebody you know acting funky?
Call the law.
Call Johnny Law.
Call Johnny Law.
All right. So, obviously, her her DNA was found on the stuff in her backpack.
Mm-hmm. Right. Was it her urine?
Yes.
Oh, God.
But they also found a second sample of DNA in her backpack. This is something that the law said was working on behind the scenes.
They weren't telling folks about
this.
They
were not.
That was their ace in the hole.
Right.
Up the sleeve.
Up the sleeve. Behind the back and under the bush.
Up the pooper.
Like I said.
Wherever you had shit.
I just tape it to my taint.
Disgusting.
Just keep it warm in the gooch.
I hate
let that gooch gobble it. Speaking of gooches, I have a picture of a gooch to show y'all later that my little sister sent me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I wish I hadn't seen it, but y'all are gonna. I'll never not see it. Okay. And I've got one eye.
Is this a male or female?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's a man.
How do you not know?
You'll see.
I was going to say that.
Right. It looks like a man's
space
gooch.
Ought to.
Yeah. I'm here to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? To me, like, well, it's first off, it's a little bit blurry. Second off, it looks like a man's gooch to me. I'm sitting here saying that's a whole feller, but we'll see.
Let me just ask you one follow-up question. Where did she get this picture?
I will follow that up later.
Did somebody send it to her?
Yes.
Okay. So this is organic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's
it was ethically sourced.
Oh, well.
Maybe not ethical.
Quite the gooch, I tell you.
Oh, God.
I will never not see it.
Shop local.
Yeah.
Come on down to Grampy Gooch's. I think it's a dude. That's not the point. Let's.
Any Hoosers.
I'm sorry. Y'all said gooch.
They kept it in the pooper.
Yes.
Oh.
What they did do was they ran this sample through CODIS, and it did match to an incident from 5 months earlier.
In Colorado as well?
Yes. Right.
Okay.
From where a woman had been jogging and was attacked while she was jogging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was basically pulled off the trail into the bushes. But
she was able to fight off her attacker.
I feel like she had to at least be some... I don't know if she was partially raped. I know she definitely fought this dude. I guess she probably had DNA.
She had under her nails or something.
She was able to give a DNA sample from it, but he wasn't able to rape her. What he was able to do was grab her and whatnot. But she fought him off.
And while it is a match, it's an unknown match.
Right. But it is still a match.
Yes. I'm trying to get there. My eyes ain't good, y'all.
So that happened on May 28th, 2012. What we were just talking about is a 22-year-old female jogger. Female jogger. She'd been attacked, like she said, by an unknown man. She'd been grabbed from behind and drug into the bushes. She was able to scare him away and fight him off, but he was never found. So
basically, this is where we are.
Media starts to report that they have matched these two
events.
Incidents, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they finally decide to release that just to see if they can put
a little heat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, crank her up just a little bit.
See what happens. And so days turns to hours, turns to weeks.
Days turns to hours, does it?
Oh, it does, yes. Apparently.
In October.
In October, Colorado, May.
Days turn to hours. They have figured out time travel.
Never getting better, y'all.
I'm such a bitch. I'm sorry.
Yo.
And so are the days of our lives.
As the tables turn.
Well, well, well. How the turn tables.
I want to go. Fuck.
So the time keeps on slipping.
Into the past.
In that time frame, you know, where the days turned into hours, the weeks
turned into days.
Yes. the police actually got a tip from a lady who recognized the Ralph, that recognized the cross that they found.
Oh, shit. Okay. So they released that.
Yeah. The cross. Yeah. She said that actually looks like the cross on my friend's son's necklace.
Oh, shit. Okay.
She gives his name. They did look into it in the sense that, like, they went and they got a sample from him. Mm-hmm. But, and what people who gave samples were told was, if you get an empty envelope, then you're not a match. If you get something, I don't know what else back, you are, right? Mm-hmm. Well, his sample got mixed up. So
how? Like, I don't fucking understand. Like, I understand human error and all that, but, like, goddamn.
Right. But it turns out she was right. Like, it was him.
It was a match.
It was him, but they didn't find that out until he's in custody much later.
Okay. Because
not much later, but later.
So he got an empty envelope and was not supposed to have.
But, yeah, but when the media started reporting about the two different incidents, mm-hmm, being a match together, he started panicking. Oh, they're on to me. They know. Mm-hmm. They know. So he goes to his mother.
She wasn't laughing when she called. All right. Hi, I need you to come to my house. My son wants to turn himself in for the Jessica Ridgway murder.
Address? What's going on there?
Did you not hear me? He just confessed to killing her.
Bitch.
I know. I want you to tell me what's going on. Can you tell me exactly what he said?
That he did it. He gave me details, and her remains are in my house.
Oh, my God.
Did you see them?
No.
Is he there with you?
Yes.
Is he cooperative?
Yes.
How old is your son?
17.
Oh, my God.
What is your son's name?
Austin Sigg.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think he's going to be cooperative with officers?
Absolutely.
Do you think that Austin would talk to me?
Will you talk to her?
Oh, shit. Yeah. He's sitting right there.
Hold on. I guess I'll be Austin, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Austin?
Yes, it is.
I need you to use a different voice, because you remember he had a higher voice for a guy.
Yes, it is.
That's fine.
Nailed it. You got the part.
And action.
Shoot to start a man.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on right now, or how you're feeling, or how did this come about?
This is kind of how he says it, too. He's like, I don't exactly get why you're asking me these questions. I murdered Jessica Ridgway. Oh, I have proof that I did it. There is no other question. You should have to send a squad car or something down here, and I will answer all the questions that you want to ask, or anyone wants to ask of me, as soon as you just gotta get down here.
Oh my God. Can you tell me what part of the house her remains are in?
In a crawl space.
Okay. Did you know Jessica before this?
No, I did not.
I mean, do you have a criminal history of any sort?
The only other thing that I have done before this was the Kettner Lake incident where the woman got attacked. That was me as well.
Okay.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's more, but it's...
So, okay. Wow.
Who's Austin Sigg, you may ask?
I am.
He's a fucker.
He's a fucking fucker.
So, Austin fucker. This little shit, his parents were divorced, his father had been arrested for bank fraud, domestic violence, assault, those types of things.
Okay, all right.
He grew up with his mom, Mindy. always definitely a strange child.
I imagine so.
Can you?
Yeah, you're not ready.
At age 12, he was caught looking at violent porn, including minors.
He was taken to therapy.
It was a Christian therapist.
Oh, cute. Yeah, they probably they just told like, him to pray about it.
Probably yeah, some kind of probably like made him
plant
therapy.
Some fucking trees or some shit.
Right.
Like, build this house.
God.
It'll teach you how to not fuck kids.
Right.
He collected knives and samurai swords.
Okay. Now, that's not totally weird.
No.
A lot of boys do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a guy that worked at the clinic once that he was so obsessed with it. Like, he would go to, like, gun and knife shows and, like, buy all kinds of stuff. But he always kept it in, like, the trunk of his car.
Okay, that's
I love that.
Dude, if you get pulled over,
you just got, like, a whole-ass fucking...
Yeah, because, I mean, he had,
you never
like,
fucking know when one, you got to fight
like
off the
whole
Hun army.
Straps that would go around you so that you could literally pull it out, like, Kill Bill style. Like,
again, you never fucking know.
He is zombie apocalypse ready.
He was, definitely. If he wasn't such a stoner, he probably could have.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, that explains a lot more.
And there it is.
Sharp shit in my trunk.
So, obviously, he lacked some proper parental guidance. I guess that's not obvious yet, but it will be.
I mean, the fact that he's
the porn thing
looking up what he's looking up. Pretty lacking.
For some reason, I forgot we had touched down on that already. He dropped out of high school due to being bullied. He did get his GED. He became infatuated with death and even attended college for mortuary science.
Hmm. Okay.
Literally on the 911 call, I don't remember why it got brought up that he was in college classes. He may have said it, I think. And then the 911 operator asks his mom about it, and she's like, what's he going to school for? And she's like, to be a mortician. And like, kind of laughs it off.
Oh, my God.
But not like laugh, like, haha, this is funny. Like, oh, my just fucking like, God. What? Right. Wow. You know?
Yeah.
So.
He was good at it. He won awards. Uh-huh. And crime scene investigations. His mom super supportive, but she always laughed off his weird behavior. As in like, it's just
such a weird boy. You are just so fucking
just
weird.
Austin, I mean, you know how all boys like, you know, looking at pictures of naked little kids and dead bodies.
Yeah.
They all go through that phase.
They even practice zip tying together.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate. Zip tying what?
Each other.
Yeah. Like,
what?
Hey, let's role play that we'll pretend I'm an attacker and I'm attacking you and you're trying to get away from me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like,
wow. This is no joking matter.
No. And just was no big thing to her. Just like, he just likes to, you know, practice that. It's like,
oh my God.
How many red flags?
How many did you need?
just
is there
one
any
more.
Other color in the house right now?
Right.
Just one more.
The whole place is on fire. Like, what are you doing?
It's like that meme with the dog.
Yes.
Everything's fine.
That's what she did.
Everything's fine.
God damn.
Yeah. She joked with her friends about his obsession with body decomposition.
At what age?
I think he ended up getting his GED before he technically would have graduated. So I'm gonna say what, 19, how old is he now? 19?
Well, he was 17. Wait. I thought you said.
Yeah.
You said he dropped out of high school and got his GED. So yeah, he.
Okay. That's right. I'm stupid. We covered that.
We do math here.
I mean, my God.
So the police go on, come by. Yeah, they arrest. They arrest this man. Turns out he had become quite nervous.
Naturally.
In the days leading up to this phone call.
Yeah.
I think it had to do with the media being like, hey, they found a match with the DNA. Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I said, like when they matched it up, he was like, oh, fuck. And that's what ended up getting him to confess to his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did he do that, but he also slept in the bed with his mom the night before he confessed to her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I guess she just thought it was sweet that her baby boy.
They had taken a DNA sample from him, right? And so he's just sitting there panicking. He doesn't know that shit got mixed up. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't know that.
He has not confessed to her at this point.
Not when he's sleeping in the bed with her.
No.
Okay.
He does. That's the next day. It's like his last, like, oh, fuck, I'm about to go to prison. I want to sleep with my mommy.
Yeah.
One last time.
Yeah, so during this arrest, he led officers to the crawl space where he had been keeping some of Jessica.
Ugh. He'd actually, like, flushed parts of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Like, I think a hand, some fingers, things like that.
Jesus
and,
Christ.
Police found broken zip ties everywhere. Bleach and trash bags were found on his porch. Perfect match to the ones that her body parts were found in.
The trash bags were.
Yeah.
Mm. He lived in a trashy basement bedroom, and his Jeep was taken in for testing and examination. During the interrogation, he said he zip-tied her hands and drove around for 10 to 20 minutes, like, to just kind of confuse her and disorient her.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked her if she had a cell phone, and she said no. And he kept like, she was freaking out, and he kept telling her, like, it's going to be okay. Everything's fine. I'm not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. Like he said, I lied and told her everything was going to be okay. Yeah.
And I sat there and stared at her, and I just remember absolute blankness in my head. No thoughts, no nothing, I guess.
Wow.
He says, I don't know. The whole idea of being a forensic scientist and all that stuff, it just comes with that morbid territory, and I wasn't fazed by anything that was morbid that they could show me.
Okay, there's a difference between being fucking heartless and having an interest in forensics. You know what I'm saying? Like being able to do a job because it's your job.
Right.
And having an interest in that field at all. Not everybody that's in forensics is capable of just going completely blank, looking at a 10-year-old child in the eyeballs, knowing what you're about to do to her,
mm-hmm.
and you feel nothing. You think nothing.
Just like, I'm just lying to you. I don't feel anything. I don't feel one way or another about this.
So this is part of the interrogation.
Allie's the law.
I'm law enforcement. I'm the fuzz. You ready?
Let's do it.
What were you planning on doing that day?
I had the intent of picking up some in any female that came across where I was.
So you were out, for lack of better words, hunting?
Yeah, that's the only word I can think of.
Did you know Jessica?
No.
Have you ever seen her before?
No, not at all. She was wrong place, wrong time. It was all random.
You didn't spot the neighborhood or go over there to the neighborhood looking for her?
Anytime I would see anyone walking while I was out in my moods, my heart would instantly start beating really fast, and I couldn't think straight.
In my moods?
Yep.
Gross, bro.
My 17-year-old mood.
There was a thrill aspect to it?
I've been trying to figure that out for a while now.
So he goes on to tell law enforcement how Jessica wasn't targeted and could have been anyone, that he just wanted to kidnap and kill somebody. He was literally just sitting, parked in his little Jeep, and she happened to pass him.
So he wasn't necessarily looking for a child.
Yes, he was.
Or a female.
He was, just not necessarily her.
Definitely someone he could overpower because it didn't work out so well
with
for
a grown
him.
Woman.
That's targeting.
No, yeah. like he saw her and he like hunched down in his.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Says he laid down in his back seat until she walked by and he jumped out and grabbed her. And the thing is she did scream like she was supposed to.
Yep.
But in the snowy neighborhood, you know,
that shit
sound
like
doesn't
insulation.
Really carry.
He zip tied her arms and legs together. Just how he practiced with mommy.
Goddamn. Mm-hmm.
And then he drove him to his house.
But like said earlier, he drove around for like 10 to 20 minutes or whatever. I don't know why.
How close did they live, like, from where he picked her up?
I don't think he lived that far.
Yeah.
Well, he must not have if he just got moody and drove around.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he was able to just circle around for
right.
10, 20 minutes. He didn't even think to look for that. These are the questions.
he said that they watched TV for a while. Like, he just put her in front of the TV and let her watch TV for a while.
And then he just strangled her to death.
Well, he actually made her change her clothes, too. Remember? Because she pissed herself.
Well, yeah.
We talked about how the clothes were soaked in piss, but had not.
Yeah, he brought her in the house, made her change her clothes.
So I guess she pissed herself in the 10 to 20 minutes that he drove around.
I'm guessing so. Or like,
or right when he grabbed her.
Yeah.
And he made her change her clothes. And he says that he put her in front of the TV and they watched TV for a little while. And then he strangled her.
Yeah. And then he pretty much, he just sort of, you know, pretty vague about it. Just like, yeah. And then I strangled her to death and then dismembered her in the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, just things just went that you from do.
Sitting on the couch watching cartoons. I have fucking goosebumps, dude.
Went from I told you.
Watching cartoons on the couch. I mean, did he ever tell her, like, why he picked her up? Or he just told her,
no,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah, just, it's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, just kept lying to her, basically.
Fucking disgusting. And if you hear, if you, when you go look him up and you hear his voice.
Mm-hmm. See that fucking face. It,
you, like, you think you have goosebumps now. When I heard his voice, like, it went up my spine.
Right.
He kept some of her organs in jars that were labeled.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, like she said, some were flushed down the toilet. And then he waited to discard her backpack. When he learned of the cadaver dogs is when he decided, oh, pop that torso out there.
Right.
You know, throw him off my scent.
Where the fuck was Mom while he's dismembering?
Maybe she's just out buying more zip ties.
Must have been.
Friends said they would never have guessed that Austin would be a murderer. He was sweet, polite, and would talk with students who were alone. He spoke to everyone. Which, that sounds weird to hear. They're speaking so kindly of him, but he dropped out.
But he dropped out because he was being bullied. That's why I instantly was like, because, no.
It's like, he was the kind of guy that, like, he would walk you to class or whatever if you were by yourself.
If you were out of toilet paper, he'd lick your butthole clean. It's totally fine.
You know, he'd offer you like the corner of a shirt. He's a real man's man.
Right. He was a human bidet.
Never thought.
A real bidet. My bidet.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Austin. He comes in. He tells the police.
What's he tell him?
He tells him that that first attack was supposed to end in murder, but that he was a pussy.
Yeah, they
all
asked
right,
him.
Not
like,
in
what,
so many words, but.
They were like, what did you intend to do that time on the trail?
On the trail, yeah.
And he was like, same thing that I did with Jessica. Same thing that happened with Jessica.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then he said that he didn't feel the joy in killing Jessica like he thought that he would.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, bummer, dude. Like,
damn.
Sucks when things don't work out the way you think right? that they will.
God damn.
Really could, thought this was going to make me so wrong? Happy.
How could you have been so wrong?
I mean, this is bullshit. I feel like I've been lied to by all these serial killers.
For real.
He wasn't eligible for the death penalty.
Why? Because he was a minor?
Probably that. Maybe just Colorado.
I'm sorry. If you're literally dismembering...
10-year-olds.
You didn't just dismember her. You removed her organs and planted a little fucking cross. What were the three etches?
So, okay. So that, he put that there specifically to make them think that it was occultish or satanic or some type of ritual or whatever. And really what it ended up doing was linking
leading
it.
Them. Yeah. There's, how's that GED treating you, bud?
Well, the dad wouldn't tell on me.
Probably should have just went to some sort of cop school instead of school. I could have got away with it.
Well, I mean, they do all the time.
So prosecutors were seeking a life sentence, though.
As I would have expected,
that's
yes.
Where you going to shit? He admitted to 15 crimes between Jessica and the jogger.
What?
I didn't know that either.
What were the 15 crimes?
Being gay. I'm kidding.
Getting even gayer.
His last name was Sig.
Yeah, I think he even has like a widow's peak or there's some shitty thing going on with his hair up here. I don't know.
The person you have pictured in your head, you're absolutely wrong. Like you're in, I know you have somebody envisioned, right? Like kind of a looking.
I'm thinking of like a kind of scrawny, receding hairline.
Okay.
Maybe even a shaved head.
Okay.
Like short shaved, not bald shaved.
All right.
Kind of short. Maybe buck teethish.
You're wrong all around.
Really?
All the way around.
I'm gonna have to just
you are
look
not.
It up.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe the hairline part. I don't really remember. I feel like he's got a fucked up head.
Austin?
I think he looks like an infected toenail.
Sig.
It's been a while since I had one of those.
Been a while? Okay. No.
And it was a ingrown toenail.
And it's been a while. Alma called him Gason and interrupted our recording.
Yeah. And if Gason would quit kissing his boyfriend,
all them boys. Oh, goddamn.
What'd I tell you?
I don't know.
That's
that I
completely
have
what I tell me I'm wrong.
Bro.
Whoa.
Me.
I think, dude. I told you he looks like it. I told you he looks like an infected toenail.
He looks like something.
You find a better description of him.
He looked like a cig.
He looked like a.
He looks like an uncircumcised penis.
Oh, well. So look glad I'll never have to worry about
head
that.
Ass bitch.
We'll call him Denver Foreskin.
What's that shit that gets around at the Schmeagle? I know that's not it.
At the what?
You know, Schmeagle before he's golem. He gets all in your dick. Smegma.
Smegma.
Schmeagle, Schmegma. I mean.
Oh, fuck.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Liquid hot Schmegma.
Stop. Oh, shit. All right. That actually hurt really bad, but that was worth it.
What's liquid that schmiggle you get in your dick?
Better watch out. You're going to get smiggle in your dick. Get some smiggle.
In your dick.
You're going to get right up in your dick. That thick dick. Thicka dicka. Got a little bit of Schmeagle in it. Oh. Holy shit. Is that a Schmeagle in your dick? Do you just happen to see it?
It hurts like in my.
Yeah.
Up here.
The tendons
in your face.
Jaw.
I mean, I guess I needed it. It's been so long.
I know.
It's been a while since Michelle got a smiggling.
Hey, I know a guy.
I got a Schmeagle guy.
Finest Schmeagle this side of the Mississippi.
It's precious.
Best Schmeagle I ever saw.
Well, it's a little unsuspecting.
Cheesiest.
Gross. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Y'all can fuck right off.
Listen, fuck you, listen. Parmesan dick.
Is that what dick smells like?
No, God, no.
It no.
It doesn't, no. No, no. No. It does, doesn't
I
it?
Mean, they can stink, but not right like
in.
Parmesan cheese.
Hello, right into us.
Not like a dookie foot.
Netherworldpodcast at Gmail. What does dick smell like? I'll never know.
Has your dick ever smelled like Parmesan?
If it smells like Parmesan, I need to know.
Parmesan.
And I'm not going to find out Parmesan. By myself.
So I don't think I've actually labeled all 15 crimes. I just know there were
1 count first degree murder, 2 count second degree kidnapping, and 1 count sexual assault of a child.
And 1 count being
robbery.
So why'd you write 4 counts?
Pussy
that's 5.
Ass bitch. That's 6.
Dude,
1,
I don't know.
2, 3. Fuck hell.
I don't know what I've done.
Math. We are not you.
I'd literally just said, and being a pussy ass bitch, that's 6.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, see, you got me.
There's so many charges.
So many charges.
So he originally pleaded guilty. Okay. All right. This really bothers me. Why is it pleaded and not just pled?
That's simple. Irks the shit out of me, too.
That's simple. I have your answer.
Do you? Today? No. Oh, okay. You don't? Okay. Because I feel like that makes more sense.
It does.
Pleated sounds like a fake-ass word.
Right, but a lot of shit doesn't make sense, and we still have to live with it. So.
I know, but you would think the courts would be like, that sounds stupid. We don't sound stupid here.
Right. This is a house pleated. Of learned, this is a house of learned doctors.
Well, maybe I bleated.
Nobody makes me bleated my own blood.
I will kill you until you die from it.
You shut up when you're talking to me. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
So, yeah, he originally pleaded guilty, but he...
Sorry.
Wait. Sorry. My notes don't make sense because I got that he pled guilty and then he pled guilty. Changed it to guilty. So,
hear me
what's the answer?
I feel like I'm in a fucking time
right,
warp.
You hold on to the thing, and I
you
got...
said my notes say that he pled guilty, and then he pled guilty, but then he changed it.
Hold you on. Know, I'll find out.
Not in so many words. But it's like, he pleaded guilty, but changed to guilty.
Oh, like, you know what? I remember that.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm. But I had a backup.
You know, so. I really wish you'd stop doing that.
I feel like
you don't like me.
I feel like he originally had to plead not guilty, but then he pled guilty because he didn't want to actually talk about
what all he did,
what happened,
because okay. It would have been worse.
Because he had sort of just given the Cliff Note version,
right,
of what went down.
Okay, so this is what I have. So under a 2005 Supreme Court decision, Sig was not eligible for capital punishment because he was not 18 at the time of the crime.
Doesn't fucking matter, in my opinion.
Although he was tried as an adult in the case, he was sentenced to life in prison with a possibility of parole after after 40 years, with an additional 82 years to be served after his life sentence. Sig was sentenced to life imprisonment. Life imprisonment on November 19th. That's my mama's birthday and my little sister's birthday, 2013. Oh, yeah. And in June 2014, was moved to an undisclosed out-of-state prison to preserve both his and the Ridgeway family's privacy and safety.
Who gives a fuck? Here's my thing. What sense does that make? So we're gonna sentence you to life with the possibility of parole, okay? After 42 years? 40 years?
40.
But you aren't actually eligible
right,
for parole until you've served your consecutive 82-year sentence.
Well, it says that after 40 years, he's eligible for parole, but then he has to serve the 82.
That doesn't make any fucking
sense. It absolutely
sense.
Does not, but it's what it was. Welcome to America.
Why wouldn't you just sentence him to life?
Welcome to America, where we tax your wages and then make you pay tax on everything you buy, too.
Right.
Right.
You pay taxes so many times.
Taxes.
Which is also what pays for him to still be alive.
I'm just saying.
It's fucking stupid.
This week I've learned that not everything makes sense, and you're not going to get an answer for everything. And you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is.
Until it ain't.
There's better pussy out there. That's not what I meant. There's better answers out there.
Yep.
During the trial, he was considered to be a sadistic necrophiliac with psychopathic traits, but not necessarily a psychopath.
That tracks.
He did not speak or look at Jessica's family, which is probably a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Put a hex on him.
Yeah. Shooting them eye bullets.
He thought that, again, by pleading guilty, that the details of his crime would be kept private. Hmm. But the chief deputy district attorney was having none of that shit.
Good. Was hell like, yeah. Big dick energy. Dude.
He described her last few hours alive. How he hid... grabbed her. For 2 hours, he kept her in his room where he made her watch a movie while he cut her hair.
What?
He made her change into clothing he had bought, sexually assaulted her several times with force that she had extensive bruising.
Oh, my God.
He asked her to face the wall where he tried to strangle her with zip ties. They cut into his hands because he didn't have enough leverage. Apparently, he didn't practice that with his mother. He tried to strangle her with his hands. No go. He filled the tub with scalding hot water and drowned her. Forced her face into it. And then he dismembered her and shoved a cross into her vagina. And he was sexually aroused by this.
He told the cops that? I mean, why am I shocked?
Well, I guess the more information came out with the autopsy, it's like, bitch, what about this?
Right, yeah.
What about this? Well, that, and I guess, you know, obviously if they had found her head, they would be like, oh, you cut her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
this specific one, when it got down to the detail of it and mm-hmm. everything and the finding her torso, I just remember being, that was not what I, well, I mean, it all blows. It's just, ooh.
Yeah. And he had planned this attack for months. Like, it wasn't just I got in one of my moods and was like, I'm gonna go fucking kill somebody. He had even searched ways to make chloroform. And I guess there's, I don't know if it's a book or a site. It's like the top 10 places people get abducted. Yeah, it's a little light
what?
Reading. Yeah, you know, that must have been why he tried at the park. I'm sure that was right. Definitely
that
made
was
the
a
list.
Hot spot. Yeah,
because yeah. people don't do that 10. Every fucking day.
Yeah,
and what really
he's just a really fucking gross individual.
The part that sucks the most is really by the time that her mom woke up and called the police, she was already dead.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like just in the time that school was in session.
By the time that his friend, her friend that was going to meet her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was on his way to school. She was already in that car.
Yep.
Almost.
I mean, literally.
Tied up half, almost just.
He was only a block away, so Austin had to be
right,
he's very fucking
there.
Close. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It's one,
at the
it's
end
three.
Of the, at the end of the day, it's such a short distance, and oh my God, you know?
Which I was like, dang, their school started at 8:30. Like, I have to have Alma dropped off by like 7:45.
I know. I thought the same
fuck?
Thing. Yeah.
Had no idea it was that much different here.
But yeah.
Does school still let out at 3 up there?
No, I don't know.
I'm like, God, if they go in later, do they stay later? Are they like, no, you go home. Colorado's cool. Whatever.
Yeah. I can't find what I'm looking for. And now I have a very, as if I didn't before. Now I have a differently questionable search history. So that's good.
What I'm looking for.
Is that you too?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of you too.
I'm not.
I'm not either, but that's just one of those songs that.
You just know.
Yeah. It's kind of like everybody knows a Pearl Jam song. Everybody mm-hmm. has their own.
Even flow.
Everybody has their own Eddie Vedder impression.
Have y'all
freezing?
Have y'all seen the? Have y'all seen the Jesus TikToks?
Oh no,
I haven't.
So.
I need you to get on TikTok
send that
more
shit
often,
to me
because I send you stuff. I haven't
yeah,
lately.
So does Gwen. I probably have like
yeah.
9 million things. Waiting for me.
Look, it'll bring you a little bit of joy, okay?
I know. It probably would.
It really would. But no, it's usually a guy dressed as Jesus, and he's doing some, like, extreme stunt or whatever, and there's always Pearl Jam playing in the background, and it's like, explain this, Christian, or explain this, atheists. Yeah. And he'll be, like, wearing, like, one of those water jet packs, you know?
Explain
oh, God.
This, atheists.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. Or he's like snowboarding. He's like fucking hauling ass down a mountain.
Explain that, atheist.
While Eddie Vedder's in the background. Like, it's really good.
It's good stuff.
Anyway, so Fuckface McGee is locked up forever.
Yeah, somewhere.
At the very least.
Yeah, in some secret location.
For his protection and the family's.
But hopefully he's getting his in there.
Oh, I'm sure. There's, you could do far less heinous things to a child and get absolutely fucked mm-hmm. in prison. Like, that dude is fucking and not consensually.
Yeah, he's definitely a wife.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Or at least a little ragdoll. Mm-hmm. Living in a movie. Hot Tramp. Daddy's Little Cutie.
Ooh, I bet they sing that too.
Yeah, but they do.
Oh, they're plowing him.
Well, they're pulling his mouth apart to make it look like Steven Tyler.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Put the pussy away.
It's not pussy.
Fuck you. Yes, it is. I can see it on your face in the reflection of your glasses. Pussy all over.
There's no pussy.
Look at that vagina in your eye.
I see labia just everywhere. Inner,
no,
outer.
No, you don't.
Majora, oh, mine, menorah.
Pussy eyes.
She got them. Pussy eyes. She got pussy in her eyes.
Pussy eyes. One look at you and I can't disguise.
I got pussy eyes.
I feel the pussy between your thighs.
Oh my God, can we take a run at that, like, seriously?
We're gonna harmonize, not too hard, not too soft.
That's right.
That's gonna be on our soundtrack, you guys.
Yes.
We're gonna release all these hits at some point.
It's gonna drop at some point.
We'll do the full song.
Yeah. That was just a taste.
I mean, it might be 10 years from now, but don't you worry. Don't wait up.
Don't wait up.
Oh, shit. The pussy will be dry by then.
That pussy's dry.
We'll have to change the lyrics to suit the time.
Right, right. Next time somebody...
I've got the loop for you and I.
Next time somebody gives me the ick, I'm just going to be like, my pussy's dry. There's not enough lube in the line.
Not enough lube to make me fuck this guy. I keep wanting to take a drink, but I keep thinking I'm going to drown.
Now you might.
In that pussy.
Oh, shit. Not that dry one. Oh, my God. Ooh. That was really good. Okay, well.
All
holy
right,
shit.
Well, that's our case. And ooh-wee. Thank you.
I mean, ooh-wee about the case, ooh-wee about the songs.
Dry pussy. All of it.
Every bit of it.
Allie's old lady moves.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
What? Oh.
Might have taken her 3 solid minutes to pick up a cap off the floor.
Right. Several attempts. Lots of contemplation.
Let me poor just reposition here.
Maybe if I swing this one out this way and I pull this up here.
No, I got to turn this foot out because if
squat.
I don't, you know, my hip does that.
And if I go down, I can't get back up. So I got to make sure I'm by the table.
Fuck y'all. This time of the day, after a couple of Mountain Dews, I retain a little water in my ankles.
Not to mention, I can really feel this storm rolling in.
Right,
really
right
here
knees.
In my right kneecap. See, listen to it. It goes. Y'all hear that?
Sounds like Rickety Cricket's braces.
So, we're Netherworld Podcast.
I'm Allie.
Oh, wait. You got to, like, look us up on Facebook and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, you got to do the thing where you tell them where we are.
All right, guys. We're on Facebook, Netherworld Podcast, you know? Like, just put it in there. And yeah. Then
we can pretty much look for
just
us.
Just like
that
she
way
said,
on
just
all
put
the
it
things.
In there.
Just put it in there.
Just put it in there.
And if you
God
don't,
damn it.
If you don't find us on the things, we might not be on those things.
We'll be on it. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have a TikTok. We don't suck dick. Well, I don't. They
I do.
They totally do.
I do.
Yeah.
All the Smeagol. And we still have t-shirts, actually.
We do. We have t-shirts. Put your belly in it.
Put your belly in it!
And, bitch!
Can we end every episode with all three of us just going, bitch!
We're weak if we don't.
We need to bring it back.
Listen to this track. Bitch!
We got them keychains, magnets.
Do we still have magnets?
Yeah, I got some in my house. I have stickers. We were supposed to get to Birmingham. You've probably been going and getting pussy all over the streets and not inviting us to put stickers out while you're doing
it.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say not inviting us to get pussy. I was like, oh, you can come. I mean.
Yeah, bitch, you're supposed to be putting stickers up.
Yeah.
For real.
What we else? Would love suggestions.
We would love suggestions. Write to us at netherworldpodcast@gmail.com. And, you know.
We produce our own Schmeagle.
We produce our own Schmeagle. Go fuck yourself. I've had a great day.